Money can't buy happiness, but it can help improve brain development for children, and that can absolutely lead to happiness. A recent study reported on by the New York Times shows that cash supports provided to low-income mothers over the first year of their child's lives appears to have changed the baby's brain activity. The payments in the study were just $333 per month. It remains to be seen how these children fare over time, but early evidence is quite promising. This is all especially relevant because the temporary federal program ensuring subsidies of up to $300 a month per child through an expanded tax credit expired last month. Those who opposed the payments called them welfare and said that they discouraged parents from working. Well, this new research could fundamentally alter the way lawmakers debate subsidies for children and families moving forward. We know that poor children tend to enter school with weaker cognitive skills and begin already behind their wealthier counterparts. These lower income levels and cognitive skills are symptomatic of overall disadvantages that these children have, such as limited access to childcare and early education, healthy foods including breast milk, prenatal checkups for moms, environmental hazards, and a host of other issues. In short, poverty holds kids back. When we invest in supports for children and families, we are not only investing in their future, we're investing in a better future for all of us. Isn't it worth it? The First 5 Years is produced for Maryland Family Network for WYPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Doug Lent.